This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi, Sarah. I have chosen five pieces this evening, as I mentioned just earlier in the Halacha Shir. I often sit down to prepare the Shiurim on Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. Motzei Shabbos, I'm sure we all had the same situation where you turned on our phones and we heard the tragic news of the passing of two greats, Sir David Feinstein, the outstanding Pesach, one of the leading halachic authorities in America and all over the world. And of course, here in London, Lord Rabbi Sacks was Niftar last Shabbos as well. And therefore, I would like to share a few ideas of their Torah tonight in the Shir. The first idea is an idea of David Feinstein that he says on the very first two psukim of the parasha. The pasuk says, "Vayiyu chayei Sara, me'a shana ve'esrim shana v'sheva shanim shnei chayei Sara." Sara lived to 127 years. "Vatoma Sara b'kiras arba hichevrim beres kanan v'yovei Avram lispeid l'sara v'livkaisa." Avram came to give a hesped, to give a eulogy to his wife. Well known is that in the word livkaisa, to cry for her, the chaf of the word livkaisa is small. And people speak about it. It's well known, the Balaturim, if you look at the second line in the first box, for those who are listening online, if you email me at j.golker@gmail.com, Ineda will send you the handout. The Balaturim says, why is the chaf of livkaisa small? Kaf katana, sheloi bocha ele ma'at. Because Avraham Avinu cried a little less than normal, lefisha zaken hoisa, because she was, after all, 127 years old. She was an old lady, and therefore the tragedy wasn't so immense, and therefore it was slightly muted. That's how I think one normally understands the Balaturim. What's not often addressed is why the letter chaf. I understand that one of the letters signifies that the mourning was minimized a little bit, but why the letter chaf? So David Feinstein says a very interesting insight. When it's very appropriate, unfortunately, given the situation. When a tzaddik leaves us, there are two reasons to cry. One reason is that he has lost out. He or she has lost the ability to perform mitzvahs. It's well known when the Vilna Gaon was on his deathbed, his Talmidim surrounded him and the Vilna Gaon was crying. And the Talmidim said, "Why are you crying? Here is a man who was a throwback of centuries earlier, who slept only 2 out of 24 hours, who'd reached heights in Torah that hadn't been reached for such a long time. And yet he was crying." So they asked him, "Why are you crying?" And he responded that here in this world, for a few pounds, I can buy a pair of tzitzis and I can perform the mitzvah, min ha-Torah, of wearing tzitzis. He said in a few moments, he'll take leave of this world and he will no longer be in the world of opportunity. And therefore, the inability to perform mitzvahs is so distressing to him. That's why he's crying. So one aspect of a tzaddik leaves us, why we cry, is because of his loss, his inability to perform mitzvahs. The second is our loss, that we no longer have a world with David Feinstein. We no longer have a world which is suffused with his influence. Now, Rashi famously says on the first pasuk, why does it say shana after every stage? Says Rashi, "Vayiyu chayisara mea shana ve'esrum shana v'sheva shanim." Why shana repeatedly? Says Rashi, "Lokach nichtav shana b'chol klal v'klal." It says shana at every junction. Lo malacha shekol echod nidrash la'atzmai. Each stage is darshaned, is expounded by itself as follows: Bas mea kabas esrum lechet. She was 100, like she was 20 of chet. I.e., ma bas esrim lechata, just like a 20-year-old, has not sinned because she's not chayiv in Shemayim until she's aged 20. Shara'ina bas oinshin. Af bas mea belechait, so too, when she was 100, she hadn't sinned. Bas esrim kabas sheva liyofi. And she, when she was 20, she was as beautiful as she was when she was 7, which needs its own explanation, not for now. But the point is, the chof, the 20, alludes to the fact that when she was in her older years, she was like she was 20 in as much as she was free of sin. And therefore, that itself was a source of tremendous nechama to Avraham Avinu. Why v'liv kaisa? Because the mourning was minimized a little bit. Why was it minimized a little bit? Because the chaf is alluding to the fact that even in her very old years, she was free of sin. And that pure life that she led was a tremendous source of nechama to Avraham Avinu. That's why Dafka, the Chaf of all the letters, is small, says Rav Dovid Feinstein. A second idea that he says in the parasha is a very beautiful idea. Straight after Sarah dies, Avraham spurns into action. And the Pasuk says, Vayokam Avraham me'al pnei mesay, vayidabe'al pnei ches leimer. He goes and speaks to the owners of Ma'aras HaMachpela, and he negotiates. And he says to them, Ger v'seishu v'anuchi mochem, tenuli achuzas keve mochem ve'egbar meis milfonai. Give me the land so I can bury Macy, my wife, Sarah. The phrase that he uses, Ger v'teishov, is a difficult phrase because it's an oxymoron. It's either Ger or Teishov. Ger means I'm a sojourner, I'm sort of passing through this world, this place. Teishov means that I'm a long-term resident. So which one are you, Ger or Teishov? So the Mefarshim, of course, pick up on this. Rashi and others deal with this particular problem. Rav David Feinstein says the following. Ger v'teishov means that you may be wondering, Bnei Ches, the Chittites, why am I burying my wife Sarah here? This is not where we come from. We come from Haran. And that back there, I should take her back there and bury her there. Why am I burying her here? You should know, says Avraham Avinu to the Bnei Ches, that you're right. I'm not from here. Right now, I'm a ger. I'm a sojourner, and I'm just sort of passing through. But know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised me that my descendants are going to go through a process of 400 years of Golus, and then they're going to emerge and eventually come back to this land. And therefore, I might be a ger now, but I will be a toshav in the not-too-distant future. And that's what he was alluding to when he said ger v'toshav. And as with David Feinstein, a very poignant idea. Why is it that a Jew can live in London, in New York, in anywhere in the world, and yet he feels this need to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? And there are halachic implications of if that's appropriate, not appropriate. Again, not for now. But it's a reality. People want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps deep down, it's exactly what Avraham Avinu is alluding to when he says Ger v'toshav. I may be living in London, and I may be living in Borough Park or in Melbourne, Australia. But at the end of the day, the destiny, the trajectory of the Jewish people, the long-term future of the Jewish people is not in these four corners of the world, but it's in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I want to be a part of that destiny of the Jewish people. And that's really what Avraham Avinu is saying by Ger v'Toshav. I'm a Ger right now, but a Toshav because this is the future of the Jewish people. Let's move on to an idea I saw in the writings of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. He has many, many sfarim. That he said that he never wrote a sefer. He tried hard to write sfarim until the age of 40. And then at 40, suddenly it opened up for him. And he was able to write a book a year for the last 32 years. And my personal favorite is Lessons in Leadership, short pieces on the parasha, which I've quoted many times before. And let me share with you what he says on Chaya Sarah. Very beautiful idea, very beautiful insight. He starts the article by quoting an interview with a certain lord here in the United Kingdom who was interviewed by the Times newspaper. Now, he doesn't tell us who this lord was, but he calls him Lord X. And he was 92 years old. And the interviewer asked this lord the following question. He said, most people, when they reach their 92nd birthday, they start thinking about slowing down. But you seem to be speeding up. Why is that? So this lord, this is what he replied. He said, when you get to 92, you start seeing the door begin to close. I have so much work to do before the door closes. The older I get, the harder I have to work. And says Rabbi Sacks, this is exactly what is prompting Avraham Avinu. If you think about it, there's something very interesting going on. How old was Avraham Avinu at this stage? We know that, of course, he was 137. Sarah died at 127. He was 10 years older. He was 137. We know Sora died straight after the Akedah. Avram was 100 of the Akedah, Yitzchak was 37. He was 137 years old. When Sora died, the two promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeatedly gave him had not yet been fulfilled. What were the two promises? One promise was that he was going to get land, that Eretz Yisrael was going to become his. And no less than seven times was Avram Avinu promised land. Kum hisalech ba'aretz la'arka l'rach baki l'cha etnena. And no less than seven times Avram Avinu is promised, this is going to be yours. The second promise that he was given was children. And this he was told four times. The Pasuk says, I've quoted it all in the sheet, Ve'eschel egoi gadol, I'm going to make you into a large nation. Ve'samti ezarecho ka'afa ha'aretz, like the dust of the ground. Im yuchel ish limnos es afaharetz, you won't be able to count them. Ve'yoseh sa chutza ha'beit ha'shamayim usfer ha'kechovim, im tuchel lisbarosom, koye zarecho, you're going to have progeny as numerous as the stars in heaven, etc., etc. So he's promised repeatedly land and children. And yet, aged 137, nothing seems to have been fulfilled. Despite this, when Sarah dies, Avraham Avinu does not own an inch of land. And the child through whom the bris, the covenant, will continue, remains unmarried. What does Avraham Avinu do? The rule is, says Rabbi Sacks, that Hashem promises and we have to act. And what does he do? Leaders, quoting Rabbi Sacks, take responsibility for creating the conditions through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose can be fulfilled. Again, leaders take responsibility for creating the conditions through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise can be fulfilled. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made the promise. I've got to do my hishtadlus, and the rest is up to you. So he goes out and he buys the first time some real estate in Eretz Yisrael. He sends Eliezer to go and find the shidduch for Rivka. I'm creating the circumstances, the conditions through which your promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be fulfilled. Quoting him again, leaders see the destination, begin the journey, and leave behind them those who will continue it. That is enough to endow life with immortality. So you see a fabulous idea that Avraham Avinu, aged 137, has every reason to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about all the promises? But he knows that we have to take responsibility for creating the conditions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill his promise. And therefore, that's exactly what he does. He goes and buys some land, he sends off Eliezer, and he's trying to engineer to do his hishtadlus so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fulfill his promise, which of course he does. Okay, let's press on. Now, two further ideas. The next idea I saw in the writing of Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Shmuel was one of the great Rabbonim here in London. He only died a few months ago. And he has two beautiful Sforim on Chumash called the Iyunei Chaim, which again we've quoted before. Let's have a look at what he says on Parshas Chayisar. Three questions. Later in the Parsha, in Perek Chafdalet, at the beginning, the Pasuk says, Va'avraham zokein bo bayomim. Avraham is old, bo bayomim, Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Avraham with everything. First question. We know that Avraham Avinu is already an old man. At the beginning of last week's Parsha, in Parshas Vayera, when Avraham was 99 years old, he's described Avraham v'Sara zekeinim bo'im bayomim. So if he was old when he was 99, then kal v'chomer, how much more so when he was 140, he was considered old. Why the repetition in this week's parasha, Avraham zokein bo bayomim, etc. Question number two, what exactly is the difference between zokein and bo bayomim? Both seem to suggest, you know, expressions of being aged, of being old. What is the difference between the two? And the third, and perhaps most intriguing question, is Eliezer Eved Avraham. There seems to be sort of different ways of looking at him. On one hand, Chazal lavish him with praise. And on the other hand, they're a little bit critical of him. So what exactly is the nature of Avraham Avinu? What are the pros, what are the cons? What are his milas, and what exactly are the chisronos that later in the parasha of the Akedah, he's compared to a chamar. Let's look at the milas. The milas, the Gemara says in Yuma Kaches Mabes, Eliezer Eved Avraham Zokein v'yoshev b'yeshivaya. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. As it says, Vayeme Avraham el Avda is a kan beisa ha-moshel b'chol ha-sheloi. What does it mean, he was moshel b'chol ha-sheloi? Says the Gemara there, she moshel b'teres rabbi. He had control, he had in his hands the Torah of his Rebbe Avraham Avinu. He's called Damesek Eliezer. Why Damesek Eliezer? Says the Gemara there, she doyle umashke m'teirosa shel rabbi l'achayrim. He would draw and disseminate the Torah of his Rebbe Avraham Avinu to other people. That's very special. That's a tremendous praise. The Medrash says, "Hamoshel b'chol ha-sheloi, shehayashalit b'yitzrei k'moisei," that he was in total control of his Yetzirah like Avraham Avinu. The Rashi says, and perhaps most impressively, when it says, "Ulai loseile choisha," maybe she won't want to go. So Rashi says the second time when the story is reported again, Ulai is spelt Choser. Of course, the Baal Kora reads it Ulai, but it's spelt Aleph Lamed Yud. Why? Says Rashi, Eli Kasiv. It's written as if it says Eli to me. What does that mean? Bas Hoysalo Eliezer, that Eliezer had a daughter. He was chalashing that his daughter would be the one to marry Yitzchok. Amar Avram, it's not going to work, etc., etc. Now, think about that for a moment. Eliezer Eved Avram is now sent on a mission where he's got dual loyalty. On one hand, he's going to fulfill the mission; he's a very loyal servant. But on the other hand, he's desperate that it fails, so that perhaps Yitzchok can marry his own daughter. But he overcomes that nisoyan, and he fulfills the wishes and the instructions of his master to the letter. To the extent that Eliezer's name doesn't appear in the parasha, he keeps being referred to as Ish or Eved Avraham. So you see that his loyalty to Avraham is undisputed. He disseminates, he's a worthy conduit to transmit the Torah of Avraham to other people. His shalit b'yitzre k'moisa like Avraham Avinu. So you see remarkable things about Eliezer. Yet, in the parasha, in last week's parasha, when Avraham Avinu goes on the Akedah, the Pasuk says, Vayema Avraham on the Orof, Shavulochem Poemachamar, Avraham and Yitzchok, Yishmael and Eliezer will all go into the Akedah. And then at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham says to Yitzchok, me and you are continuing. Yishmael, Eliezer, you stay here. Shavulochem Poemachamar, Vanivana Nelchot Koi. Rashi and the Gemara Yevamah Samach Beis says, Shavulochem Poemachamar, Am Hadoim Lachamar, you're comparing him to a Chamar. What is that about? In what respect is Eliezer compared to a chamar? So the Yunei Chaim by Shmal says a magnificent shot. This is what he says. If you look at the box in paragraph 4, towards paragraph 4, subsection 4. B'sefer Yalkut Lekach Tov, Kosov B'shem Sefer Ur Tzofen. He quotes the Lekach Tov, who quotes the Sefer, the Ur Tzofen. The Ur Tzofen, if I'm not mistaken, is the writings of the Altar of Slobodka. Avraham holoch v'hisale kol yom v'madrega midarga l'darga. Avraham Avinu went day by day. He went up in madrega. He worked on himself every single day, and he went elevated himself to higher and higher madregas. Uvozeh metartzim al kol akushyos. And with this, we can answer all our questions. Mikol mo, in other words, hagam shehatoyra meida al Avraham k'sher ben sadi teshana sher bo bayomim. Yes, 99 years old, he was described as someone who's Baba Yomim. What does that mean? She'ad akshav olam imadrega lemadrega, b'chol yom v'yom. Each day he grew and he worked hard in his Yirah Shamayim. His shachris yesterday was not as good as his shachris today. You know, I sometimes tell the boys in school, imagine you've got a three-year-old boy, he's just turned three, and he's wearing his first pair of tzitzis. So the kid's excited. He's wearing the new pair of tzitzis. Maybe he's got a little train track on it. Maybe a football. Maybe he'll say, Ani yelet katan, yelet tov, or something like that. Imagine 15 years later, he's 18 years old, and he's got to go for a checkup to the doctor. So the doctor says, take off your shirt. And underneath the shirt, he's wearing this pair of tzitzis that when he was 3 years old. It looks ridiculous. And if he's 28 or 48 or 88, and he's still wearing the tzitzis, it looks like a joke. But yet, if his Shmoneh Esra is the same when he was 18 than when he was 3, or when he was 28 when he was 18, etc., etc., and he hasn't progressed, that's also a joke. But a person needs to progress. Avraham Avinu is described as Bob Ayomim, that each day was a new day, an improvement, and he went midarga ladarga. Now, you would excuse Avraham Avinu that after having lived 137 years, having had 10 tests, and having completed and passed the final test of the Akedah, you would excuse him to say, you know what, it's time to get my slippers out, to sit down on the settee, I'm going to retire. I will pass over my the mission to Yishmor, to Yitzchak, to Eliezer. You'd be excused to say that. As he says, Rabbi Shmuel says in the second paragraph, pass it on to others. Even after the Akedah, and now Rivka is 3 years old, and Yitzchak is ready to be to get married. He's 140 years old, Avram. But still, he was Bob Ayomim. Why, therefore, in answer to the first question, we know he was old when he was 99. At 140, when Yitzchak marries Rivka, 3 years after the Akedah, we know, then obviously he's older. The Teretz is, Bob Ayomim describes Avraham as growing mimadrega lemadrega, that each day he makes count, and therefore he accumulates day after day after day. That is therefore, that's why the Torah tells us, again, he's described as Avraham Zokin Bob Ayomim, because it's talking about an accumulation of progress. The second question, what is the difference between Zokin and Bob Ayomim? Zokin just means older. Bob Ayomim connotes growth, continuing to grow. What about Eliezer? Why is he compared to a chamor? The answer is this. Says Rabbi Shmuel in the bottom line, the bottom paragraph. V'lochein omru chazal al Eliezer v'shmol, shedomin l'chamor. Hachamor, kashel cotton, when a chamor is young, who knows sirak masa cotton, he'll carry a lighter burden. He's young, the chamor is young, and therefore he can't carry that much. U'chashe yigdil b'ktas, when he gets a little bit bigger, masa yosegol, he can carry a slightly larger package, a larger burden. However, when he gets to its full strength, a donkey can carry a very heavy load. When he gets to its full strength, whatever age that is, he's reached its limit. He can't just continue carrying more and more and more. It sort of plateaus. In that respect, Eliezer and Yishmael are compared to a chamor, that they get to a certain stage, maybe even a very impressive stage, but then they plateau and it's sort of, they just level out. That is the contrast with Avraham Avinu and Eliezer. Avraham is Bob Ayomim, but he doesn't just plateau. It's a graph that goes straight up. Each day he continues to grow more and more. A chamor gets to a point and then levels out. That is the criticism. So therefore we've answered our three questions that we're told in this week's parasha, Avraham is Zokin Bob Ayomim, to connote that Avraham continued to grow despite the age that he was, and that is the difference between Zokin and Bob Ayomim. Eliezer, on the other hand, he plateaus, and despite amazing Mesiris Nefesh and tremendous praise that Chazal give him, he is, however, has that quality of the Chamor that he levels and plateaus off at that level. Lovely idea, Rabbi Shmuel. Let's conclude with one final idea. If you look at paragraph 5, the wonderful idea I saw in the Sefer Mishulchan Gevoya in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Pasuk says at the end of the parasha, Avraham Avinu dies, Ve'eile yemei shnei chay Avraham ashechai, mea shana, v'shivim shana, v'chomei shanim, 175 years. The Reb Chaim Volozhin says the following. Let's read through that final paragraph. Rak etzel odom harishin v'avraham Avinu motzinu loshin kazeh ashechai. Fascinating insight. There are only two people in Tanakh where it says about them, Asher Choy, they lived. If you look at the Pasuk, those words in bold, which I've got in the penultimate box, they're redundant. The Pasuk would read very smoothly without it. Ve'ele yemei shnei chay Avraham, these are the years of the life of Avraham, ma'as shana, v'shiv mishana, v'chomei shanim, finished, 175. What is it adding by saying, Asher Choy that he lived. And with all the Marishan, it says the same thing. What is going on here? Says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, Lo Malacha, it comes to teach you. Shekol Ba'acherim Ha'itziu Eshnoisav V'choyu Kolimehim. Everyone else, they lived their full predestined lifespan. Milvad Adam Harishon, apart from Avraham and apart from Adam Harishon. Why? Adam Harishon says the Chaim V'lozhin, Shenosin Shivim Mishnoisav L'David HaMelech. We know that Adam Harishon was meant to live 1,000 years, but he saw the neshamas of all the leaders of the future in Klal Yisrael. And he saw a neshama like David HaMelech. He said, why is this neshama, this amazingly holy neshama, going to come into this world just for a few moments? I'm going to give him 70 years of my life. And therefore, says Chaim V'lozhin, K'sherosh lehuktzuvu lo'shnos chayim, that he wasn't meant to have any years, u'chamuvah b'chazal, and therefore he gave him 70 years of his own life. And so too with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was meant to live 180 years. That's what Yitzchak lived, and that's what Yaakov Avinu also should have lived 180 years. But Avraham only lived 175 years. Why? Kadesh lo yire es esov yotzei letar b'sra, as Rashi will tell us, that 5 years he died short of his predestined 180, so that he shouldn't see esov go off the derech. Lefichach, therefore, hidgish hakosov kol yomov asher choy. The pasuk therefore tells us that of the years asher choy that he lived, was 175. The Hainu She'elu Rak Hayomim Shechay Mitoch Yomov. He was meant to live 180, but he only lived 175 of those 180 years. Adam Harishon was meant to live 1,000 years. Asher Choy, he only lived 930 years of the 1,000 years that were allotted to him. Beloy Hein Kol Yomov Hamtzovim Loy, and those were not the full quota that were allotted to him. So, brilliant insight to Reb Chaim V'lozhin to explain why it says Asher Choy, particularly with Avraham Avinu. And with Adam Harishon, they were allotted a number of years, but they only lived a different amount to that. So let's just review the 5 ideas that we've mentioned this evening. The first two in the name of Rav David Feinstein, and that is why when the Torah says that Avraham Avinu came, Lispoid Lasara Velivkaisa, famously the Chof of Livkaisa is small, says the Balaturim, to teach us that the Avelus was minimized somewhat because she was Zakein Nehoisa. But why the Chof? Says Reb David Feinstein, quoting the famous Rashi, because the Chof alludes to the fact that when she was 100 years old, that she was as free of sin as she was when she was 20, when she's only then Mishichaya for Einchin in Bidei Shamayim. And therefore, the fact that in her very old years she was free of sin was itself a tremendous Nechama for Avraham Avinu. Then we said, why Ger V'Toshav, says Reb David Feinstein, again, a beautiful idea, that right now I'm a Ger, but in the future, after 400 years of Golas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised me that we will have this land. And right now I'm a Ger, that's why you're wondering why I need to buy the land. The answer is because Teshav, the destiny, the future of Klal Yisrael is in this land, which has echoes of even today, why people want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Deep down, we know that is true. Then we saw the idea of Lord Rabbi Sachs, a beautiful idea, that despite at the age of 137 and 3 years later when Yitzchak get married at the age of 140, all the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was repeatedly told him with regard to land, with regard to children, that yet not an inch of land is yet in his possession at the time of Sarah's death, and no children for Yitzchak, he remains unmarried at this stage, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises and we have to act. And Avraham Avinu is very aware of that. He therefore sort of is spurned into action. And he decides to buy some land to send Rivka, to send Eliezer off to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. Leaders take responsibility for creating the conditions through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose can be fulfilled. A very beautiful idea. Then we saw the 3 kashas. Rabbi Shmuel asks, why at the age of 140 is Avraham described as Zokin Baba Yomim? Already at 99, he's described like that. And number 2, the difference between Zokin and Baba Yomim. And 3rd, Eliezer, praise, hero, villain, what is he? So we saw the 3 answers. Zokin Baba Yomim for Avraham connotes constant growth. Baba Yomim, making each day count. And that is what Baba Yomim is different to Zokin, which is Stam Zikna, Stam old age. Eliezer, however, is compared to a Chamor because despite reaching very lofty heights, he plateaus in the same way that a Chamor can carry increasingly heavy burdens. But then when he reaches its full strength, he can't continue to carry heavier burdens. He plateaus. And that is the contrast to Avraham Avinu, his Baba Yomim, who continues to ascend and grow and grow. And lastly, why does it say Asher Choy for Adam Arishon, for Avram Avinu? Because those two were unique in that they were allotted a larger amount of years, but lived only a portion of them. Adam Arishon was allotted 1,000 years, only lived 930. Therefore, it says Asher Choy, he lived of those of that allotted time, and so too with Avram Avinu. He was allotted 180 years, but Asher Choy was only 175 years. So, Mitz Hashem, those ideas, those thoughts should serve as an Ilu Neshama for the people we have quoted, Rabbi David Feinstein and Lord Rabbi Sachs and Rabbi Shmuel, Aleihem HaShalom. And Mitz Hashem, we should only have Besuras Tovas and Simcha ahead. Kol Tov, I wish you a good Shabbos and be well. Thank you for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.